Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Psychic Readings with Lennis on this beautiful rainy Sunday afternoon. I hope everyone enjoyed Halloween and had a good time with your children or your grandchildren, what have you, but hope you had a good time. It was pretty pleasant over here on this side. Not any children. I didn't at least get any children, even though I'd ran out and got these big 3-pound, 5-pound bags of candy, but I think a lot of parents probably did take their children to the malls, which were available and had representatives giving out candy, community centers, and then, you know, of course, the churches, they consider that as All Saints Day, and the kids come in different biblical characters. So hopefully it was safe and a wonderful time. I haven't heard of any incidents, so God bless. I hope everything went well. I don't have any birthdays, but I do want to say happy birthday to the Scorpios out there. That actually began October 23rd, but since it's November 2nd, happy birthday, Scorpios. And the full moon, write this down, full moon is October 6th, which is this coming Thursday. Full moon, I mean November 6th, I'm sorry, excuse me, November 6th. This Thursday is the full moon. The new moon is November 22nd. New moon, November 22nd, and that will be on the fourth Saturday of this month, right before Thanksgiving. It's actually five Saturdays this month. Hey, look at that. Five Saturdays. That's it. Oh, wow, interesting. Okay. Now, with that, you know, we always start with a prayer, and then we'll go into our readings. You're listening to Psychic Readings Sunday on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The chat room is open, folks. Your moderator is Miss Nina, who's also the manager of the Essence of Success Network. And that phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And as I stated, the chat room is open. So if you can't get in on the air, you can always go into the chat room and ask Miss Nina. She's not only a psychic, but she's a Reiki master as well. Okay, and the prayer we have is, dear love, enlighten what's dark in us, strengthen what's weak in us, mend what's broken in us, bind what's bruised in us, and heal what's sick in us. And lastly, revive whatever peace and love that has died in us. Love, so be it. Thank you. I am that I am. That which is sent to us that is not for our highest good, be it returned to the sender. So be it. And thank you. All right, well, let's begin. And again, welcome to Psychic Reading Sundays with Lennis. First caller up is area code 978. You're on the line with Lennis, area code 978. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. It's Kathleen. How are you?
Hi, Kathleen. I'm doing terrific. What can I help you with today?
Well, I had a few questions, and I know you can only ask one. My funds are really poor, and I thought I'd be getting something this month, but yet my car is 15 years old that my mother gave me before she died. It's now 15 years old, and it's not running right, and living off $800 a month, I can't afford to keep it up. Do you see any way I'd get a new car and money coming in?
I see you getting money, what, November or December? It looks like you should have gotten some already, though. I see paperwork. Somebody signing paperwork. There's a delay. So it must be still coming. There's a delay. I see there's a guy that sits out front in front of your building, and he does little handyman work on cars. And if you buy the part, he will fix it for you. He won't even charge you. I don't know. I mean, I guess you could give him $20. But I see that he does handyman work on cars, small things, you know, like maybe an oil change or brakes or something like that. Yeah. But anyway,
it's bigger
I see
than
that gentleman. Now, money. There was a delay. You were supposed to get money in October. Seeing white paperwork.
You know, I think what she might have thought of, an old boyfriend of mine looked me up on Facebook, and he was in and out of here, and, you know, he'd help with groceries, this and that. But he went to his brother's. I tried to get him on the lease here. He was my first boyfriend, and I don't know if that little money was the money you saw.
Well, no, because I'm seeing papers. I see a man signing papers. I see typewritten paperwork, and he has to put his signature at the bottom of the page, so that's what I'm seeing. Yeah, but there was a delay. Now, I still see you receiving in December $5,000. I still see that coming, but you were supposed to get some money before then, before December. So I don't know what it is, but he's signing the paperwork, but it's a delay. So that's what I'm getting for you. And your car, somebody, like I said, there's a guy that'll do it for little or nothing, but you said it's more.
It's 15 years old. I was wondering if you saw me eventually getting a new car.
Not at this time, Kathleen. I'm sorry.
No.
Not at this time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask you what you charge for a half hour reading over the phone? And, you know, if I gave you my debit card over the phone, like, do you have a, can you scan my debit card and give me a reading?
No, it won't do that. I think you should be able to do it if you go through the website, though, huh? Have you tried going through the website? Because it takes credit cards.
Okay, so what do I go to?
The Essence of Success. .com. The Essence of Success.com. And at the top of the page, you'll see intuitive readings. Just click on that. You don't even have to do it for 30 minutes. The lowest I go is 20 minutes. You can just do it for 20 minutes, and it's $20.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect.
Okay.
Okay. I appreciate it. If I put it in there tonight, would you be able to read me tonight?
Yeah, I'll check it. It notifies
okay,
me.
Okay, because I'm
going
to go to
mail.
It, and I'll put in my on my credit card, my debit card.
Okay. All right.
All right. All right. Can you keep me on?
Yeah, sure. Stay on the line. Thank you for calling, Kathleen. Yeah, stay on the line.
Okay.
Here
thanks. Bye.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem. Area code 806. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sherry. How are you?
Hi, Sherry. I'm doing terrific. Doing terrific.
I appreciate that prayer you put in. I loved it.
Oh, you're most welcome. That's for all of us, the listening audience.
I pray that way that it always, anything negative, go back to sender. I love that because that's where it needs to go. But I am in the process of getting into my healing modality career, and I'm just really feeling comfortable getting into that. And I've been really making changes this year, and I'm wondering, do you see that business going well, the therapy, and does it lead me to meeting someone, or is this my ticket out of this town, or what you're getting.
Your business is going to expand. Let me tell you where it is. It's like, it's downstairs, like the bottom half of a house, or could have been a, oh, I see construction was upstairs. But the bottom half or next to it is for rent. And you're able to use that to expand your business. And in fact, I see there's a lady sitting at the front when you walk in the door, and she sets up appointments for people. And you also have crystals for sale, candles for sale. I see some scarves over there on the table. And you have like a cubicle room. It's not a big space, so the rent is cheap, maybe like $500 to $800 a month. But, you know, you have
okay.
a restroom in there and lights. It's a small, maybe 500 square feet. That's what they're showing me, about 525 square feet. But anyway, it's just enough for you. But there's a lady at the front that helps so that you're not, you know, people coming in while you're trying to help people do readings or oils or, you know, show them different things, that they do have their privacy. So, but I see that. But you're either adjacent or you're like a couple of steps lower than the main building to the right of you. I'm seeing it to my right. If you were in your building, it would be to your left. Standing in the front door, it'd be to your left. So I'm looking at your place of business. I'm like a person
in this
on the
town
street.
Or do you see it move? Because that is something that I'm totally envisioning. You're like reading my mind. That's
what is
what
Newark?
I
I'm picking up Newark.
I don't know.
That's what they're telling me is Newark. Isn't that in New Jersey? Yeah.
It is,
Newark,
but it's
New Jersey.
Yeah, I'm in Texas, so like I said, I'm just, you know, I'm in a smaller town, and I've been to Newark before, but basically, but that's good. That's just telling me it'll be down the road out of this town, so this will expand me out.
You're going back to Newark because of closure.
Okay.
And it's also your, it was your beginning. It was your beginning back there. So, yeah, and you're powerful on the East Coast. East is your direction. Anything
okay.
East gives you more power. It's almost like you're connected in with yin and yang on the Oriental side. So there's something there from your past life. That's why I'm picking that up. But,
yeah, and I was
yeah.
actually thinking of going to Thailand and getting some more of that training over there.
Yeah, well, you're on the right path. You're doing good.
Okay.
But, yeah, I see you going back to Newark. It was your beginning, and it's your PowerPoint. It really
okay.
is. It's almost like being on a computer, and you're like, okay, there's this suburbs, there's this little farm town.
That's
you know,
so
but
weird.
You help
I
merely
really passed through there, but I didn't, you know, like I said, I really enjoyed the East Coast, but I would stay in the New Jersey area, Edison, Newark area, and then work in downtown New York. But it was so brief, I'm surprised I picked anything up. I was so young,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, you did. You did. That's your PowerPoint, girlfriend. That's you.
Okay.
So
well,
you'll do good.
You
but like I
that.
Showed you where the building, so even where you're at now, if you wanted to expand where you're at now, there's also a place there. And it's like it's in a little farming community, but it's a little small shop. So you can
okay.
do it there. But Newark is where I see you. Where you have a lady that helps you and what the building looks like. They showed me the floor plan and everything. So, yeah.
Definitely.
But you can there
okay.
as well, you know.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
okay. So it's just a good,
right.
the being in the therapy is good either way. So.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, you're on the right path. You just needed
Thank
me to
you.
Tell you, bump it up, girlfriend. You're doing good. You're
awesome.
Blessed.
I appreciate you.
You're welcome, Sherry. Have a wonderful week. Thank
good
you for
night.
Calling. Night,
All
night.
Right. I'll stay on the line.
Okay. You're listening to Psychic Reading Sundays on the Essence of Success Radio Network. This is your host, Linus. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Your moderator, Miss Nina, is in there to assist. All right. Next caller is area code 509. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Erica. Are you still
hi,
doing
Erica.
The hi? Are you still doing like the seventh caller or something like that?
No, not until February of next year. I'm taking a break.
Oh.
But you can go to
that...
my website and get a reading, though. That doesn't stop.
Yeah, no.
I still do readings. Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I thought that was really nice of you. I was listening to the show last week, but I couldn't get in. And I heard you were doing that, but I don't know. I just thought it was really sweet of you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, yeah, my way of giving back.
Yeah. So I met this guy, Julian, and we've been talking for a while now, but I kind of want to know what you pick up on him. Like, is he just a hit it and quit it type of guy, or do you think, like, he's genuine, like, on his feelings?
Okay.
I'm not looking to, like, get married with him or anything. I'm moving in 5 months, so this kind of would be temporary.
Okay, that's all right. Let me tell you about Julian. He's a go-getter. He's very active. He's kind of hyper.
yeah, he asked for my number when we met. Like, it was weird how we met, but
yeah, that's okay. Let me tell you about him. He is a forthcoming young man. I mean, he puts it out there like, this is what time it is. You know, if you want to deal with it, fine. If you don't matter to him. nothing grows up under his feet. He's got goals. He's got a 5-year goal in front of him. I'm seeing IT work with computers. I also see something physical like football as well, sports, athletic. Yeah, but he's got a 5-year goal. Kids is not a part of his persona. He does not want children right away. Girlfriend, yes. He also is not really looking for anything permanent, but he enjoys companionship. He enjoys having a lady by his side. But what's most important to him and his priority is this 5-year goal that he is committed to meeting. So, and he's smart, like I said. He doesn't want children, which is good. He knows what to do to curtail that. But he's not looking for marriage, but he enjoys a woman's companionship. So, and he's the kind of person, this what you see is what you get. You know, of course his life will improve as years go on. But he's a man right now that's in the moment, but he's forthcoming. How does he feel about you? He likes you a lot. He thinks you're cute as the buttons. He really does. In your language, it'd be like, pop your collar, man. She is fine.
He's very, very attractive.
He does. He really likes you. And he respects you, too. Just be the young woman that you are because he respects that. And he likes a woman that has principles. He does. And he believes in God and church and stuff like that. But he likes a woman that has principles. To him, it's like, yeah, I could have sex. I could get it here and there, everywhere, whatever. But a woman that has principles that stands up for what she believes to be right and respect and honor, you got him. You got him.
Yeah.
Yep,
so you think
I got
him for sure?
He's enjoying you. Like I said, he's a man of the moment right now. His priority is his 5-year commitment where he wants to be. But, yes, he enjoys companionship, and he enjoys you right now. Right now, you are the flavor of the week. You know what I'm saying? Not of the week, but you know what I'm saying. Like, he's into you right now, so there is no problem between the two of you. No.
Okay. So he's not like a hit-it-and-quit-it type of guy.
No, because, Erica, you stand up. Yeah, you're a very good-looking young lady, but stand up, continue to be Erica. In other words, if you guys get together and he's like, ooh, should we leave now and go home or whatever, you know, you could say, no, I'm not ready for sex right now. I want to enjoy dinner. You know what I'm saying? It's not that you're being demanding or pushy or snobby. You're just saying, for me, this is where I'm at right now, too, and I'm enjoying the conversation. We'll get some booty later, but that's not where I'm at right now. That's where he looks at you as a woman that you stand up for yourself, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
tonight,
that's a good thing.
Yeah, we're going to do, or I did a little box, and I told him that we should put, like, it's a school project, and I just want to put, like, our secrets. We're supposed to put our secrets, and I told him, hey, do you want to put yours in, and then we could share. So we're doing that tonight, and we're just going to be sharing. I want to get to know him a little bit more. You know,
yeah. And that's good. Yeah, your principles are good. That's what I'm saying. He likes that about you. And that's the kind of woman that he would be with, is like that, that stands up for what she believes. So, yeah, that's why I was just giving you an example. It's like, it's not a big thing, but a little something just like that. You know, you'd be like, hey, she's all right. I like that. You know, he may not tell you.
Yeah, and then I want to become a judge. So I think I'm very goal-driven. I think, you know, that's very positive with him, or at least so far, you know, what I've seen.
Yeah, okay.
All right,
well, you're doing good. You're most welcome,
uh-huh.
Erica, and have a wonderful week, and keep doing what you're doing.
Too.
You're doing fine, honey. All right.
Oh,
God bless
you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just cut her off. Oh, sorry about that. Sorry, Erica. Okay, area code 443. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Felicia. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Felicia. How are you doing today, young lady?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Terrific. Terrific.
So I had a question to see what you see for me as far as my love life, because there's a lot going on right now.
Who's Tyrone? Damn, that name just jumped at me like somebody slapped me in the face. Tyrone! I'm thinking Erica Badu. Shoot. That was funny as heck, that song. And she, you better call Tyrone. So, oh, Brenda's on with us. Yay. Okay, everybody, Brenda's on the line. If you remember Brenda, she used to do Psychic Sundays with me. They have opened their own network now called Levitating Mind Sense, which we'll talk about that a little bit later, but we will bring that up. But, yeah, thanks for joining us today, Brenda. Okay,
uh-huh.
So anyway, Felicia wants to know what's going up in her love life, and the first thing I got was Tyrone, like somebody just slapped me in the face. So who is Tyrone, Felicia?
I have no clue. I don't know anyone named Tyrone.
Oh,
well, I'll tell you what's coming up with me is there's a short man. He's shorter. He's on the shorter side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not necessarily shorter than you, but he's not super tall. And I see more of a moon face, and he seems more clean cut. Like his hairstyle is more, it's not long hair. It's really short or almost buzz
mm-hmm.
cut. Is there somebody like that right now in your life?
Yes.
Okay. He has stronger feelings for you. I'm not reading you real well and how you feel towards him, but he's looming. Like, you know, some people's energy really almost takes up a room. So his energy is looming, but he thinks a lot about you. A lot.
So Felicia don't play. But Felicia don't play.
It's a positive way.
I'm sorry?
It's positive. I don't know if you see this moon. When I say moon face, it's almost like more round face. I'm not saying that he's not fat. He's just, he has a more, like, you know, some people are more moon face. Some have longer faces, you know.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What I'm confused is because we just recently broke up. So
interesting.
Right. So for you saying
did he
that.
Did he institute the breakup or did you?
It was more so him.
He knows about the other people that you're seeing, though, right?
I'm not seeing anyone.
Well, he knows there's something about you that's making him feel a little. So there's other people. There's other people you're either interested in or you're courting the idea of possibly going out with.
No.
There's something about you that isn't settled on him.
Felicia, can I tell you what I picked up? I picked up that you were playing him, and that's why I said when Brenda was talking, excuse me for interrupting you, don't play him. But this Tyrone guy, because I got slapped in the face with that name, if it's not his first name, it's his middle name, but he's somewhere so close to you that the angel slapped me with his name. So there's a Tyrone there.
Because I don't have a Tyrone. We had a child together. We were talking about marriage, and he was too self-absorbed to...
Who is this?
This is reality. This is the guy that I just... We left out our relationship. We went our separate ways, and he left me and my son just recently. So for you to say that I'm talking or not being committed to him, I'm not sure where you're getting that from.
Ah. So maybe he just thinks that. Did he give you a reason why he left?
No, that's why I'm here on the phone.
Yeah, I think he's uncertain or something. But I'm not saying he's the one for you, but he thinks about you a lot. I'm gonna tell you that. That's why I thought that, you know, he's the one that wants to be with you a lot. Now, we all know that men can do that. They don't want
someone
else to have you, but yeah.
Well, Felicia, the only two things that I picked up, like I said earlier, not to keep repeating it, was this guy Tyrone. You don't know who he is, but it's very strong around you. And also, I was shown that you don't want to play games with this man who you had the child with. So I don't know, not even in talk, let alone in mental and physical. But
yeah, maybe it'll get nasty. Yeah, that, I mean, bad. Just, yeah. I say really stand up for yourself, Alicia. If he doesn't want to be with you right now, and it's like he's not giving you a good enough reason for you, it's whose loss is that? It's his. Because when you move on, I swear they always want to come back for you then. Seems like it, doesn't
okay.
it?
Okay. Well, she's dropped. Her call is dropped.
Sorry.
Felicia, I hope you find, I hope you find what you're looking for, but, okay. I'll just put it like this, Felicia. God bless you. I wish you the very best, but remember in life, everything takes two, especially when you're in a relationship. I don't care who you are, young, middle-aged, elderly, old, whatever. It takes two to make it, and it takes two to break it. Okay. Next call, area code 323. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Jacqueline.
Hi, Jacqueline. How you doing, young lady?
Oh, I'm good. How y'all doing?
Oh, we're doing great. How can we help? You have such a bubbling personality. How can we help you?
Oh, thank you. Well, I got a situation where I need to borrow some money from for school, but my credit is not good, and I don't have anyone to co-sign. Do you see something coming through where I could get this student loan either through a co-signer or before the end of December, or is that just a wash?
Well,
can I ask
Brenda,
something outside of psychic?
She,
can I ask you something outside of psychic stuff here, Jocelyn?
Mm-hmm.
So you've not had a student loan before?
Oh, yeah, I have. But this one is like an extra amount where you would
plus
need
plus loan.
To,
you're looking to get the plus
loan?
Yeah,
the plus loan where my credit, it didn't go through.
Right.
And then
so you've already
you
got as much as you can get of the other loan.
Right, yeah. And
yeah.
And I'm wondering either if I can get my credit clear. The folks that I've asked, they either have too much stuff on their credit. Not bad, but, you know, where they can't get another loan on it, you know. Or is someone else going to come through that I don't know yet?
Well, the first thing came up to me from a psychic point of view, because now that I know, I don't know if you have an aunt. Aunt is the first thing that came up even before you went into the loan thing. So I don't know if there's an aunt you haven't thought about or you haven't talked to, and they might actually have something to help you out without needing a loan. I'm not quite sure whatever the other extra stuff you need is, but aunt is the first thing that came up with me for you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I need to investigate that, even though I only have one that I know of that I hadn't even thought about asking. But yeah, because I have a sister, but she got perfect credit, but I think she don't even want to entertain it. No,
I'm just gonna say this, and anybody who's listening understand this. Don't try to make determinations about other people's finances. Mm-hmm. If you're in need and you need to ask, you know, you ask. And don't feel one way or another, yes or no. If I have to ask my auntie, look, auntie, I got my auntie, my auntie, my auntie is either going to say, yes, I can do that now, or she'll say, I can't now, but, you know, maybe... You know, okay, it's a yes or no. There's no good or bad about it. You know,
right.
Make sure that you're not coming out, well, you don't care about me. Leave all that behind. And don't try to determine what other people can and can't do. Just ask.
Okay,
ask.
That's a good idea. Can I ask about love life?
No. Jacqueline, I will tell you what I picked up. I don't mean to be curt. I can only do one question because it's a lot of people waiting.
Okay.
You can go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com, and get a reading from me. I'm Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Anyway, I picked up bank and credit union. The credit union was a man. I don't know who that is. Looks like maybe a white guy. But a bank. But the bank I got, they were showing me like a little local bank. You know, not like your big banks like Bank of America or, you know, whatever is big in your town. It's like a little local bank. But they would give you a loan, too. So, you know, uncommonly unknown bank, I would go to them.
Okay.
And they would take the risk.
Oh, okay.
They would take the risk, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm definitely going to look into these little banks around here and see what I come up with.
Yeah.
Right, and then don't forget what Brenda told you, too, to check with people. Don't you know, have their expectations.
Yeah, my.
Just ask.
Yeah.
You know, like old folks,
right.
Yeah, close mouth. Don't get fed.
Don't get fed.
That's right. So, you know, what's the most they can say? No. And that's okay. You
exactly.
go on to the next one or, you know, another option. So, yeah. It's all good.
Yeah, but have heart. Something's going to work out for you.
Great. Okay, well, I feel better already. Okay, well, thank you both so much.
You're welcome,
Jacqueline. Good
luck
and success in school.
Yeah. All right, thank you so much. All righty. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Area code 512. You're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, this is Maria. How are you?
Hi, Maria. We are doing just fine, and you?
Great. I was just checking to see what you're saying career-wise. I'm ready for a change location. I'm sorry, not location, but a new position somewhere. I just want to see what you're picking up.
Ooh. Maria, who is that that sits next to you in a cubicle or desk? Girl, you want to slap the taste out her mouth. My goodness. Yeah, I know you want to move.
Okay.
Yeah, but I see there's some woman that's next to you in a cubicle, and she makes you so angry, I can see you just wanting to slap her in the face, but we don't believe in violence, Maria. So, but I know you know who I'm talking about. Okay, let's see. Brenda, do you see anything? I'm looking, too. I'm seeing a corporation or manufacturing. No, let me see. Come on, angels.
I see office. In corporate buildings for her.
That must be because I'm getting corporations.
Do you see that coming anytime soon, or?
Could be before the end of December, but by the first of the year, the month of January, you should be working a new job.
Okay.
For sure, by the month of January. But the change should come about. What I'm picking up, I don't know what Brenda's picking up, is toward the end of December, like just before Christmas, I'm showing the date December 21st. So maybe on that day you'll find out that you got the job.
Oh,
you know, and you'll be moving the first of the year.
Okay.
I see her behind a desk. I see her behind a desk. So I see you working in an office, this corporate office.
Would this be the same company or somewhere different?
See, I see you moving up. So I don't know if you've applied at other positions in your corporation.
I have.
You have?
Well, outside. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a branch.
Right. Okay, well, then
that's
your position,
to
you're
going to
move up in position. So,
okay.
But your position's going to be a little bit better, like your income. It's going to be a little bit better, but I'm going to tell you this. Sorry. I don't see you as being happy or super fulfilled in that position. It may look better than it is. You may get more money, but you seem bored. So I see you sitting behind the desk, but your whole affect is more like you're bored. So just if you get another job and you find that it's not whatever – just don't stop looking. Let me just say that. Don't stop looking, no matter what position you move to. Just in case you find it's just not everything you thought it would be.
Okay.
But I think you're moving to another position.
I'm looking for better energy. Yeah, I'm looking for better energy. So that will be okay.
Oh, it'll be different. Yeah. It just may not be as fulfilling as you want at the moment.
Right. I mean, I have other things going on. I just need some different energy.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, then that works.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely see you getting something else.
Okay.
A higher level position, yeah.
Anything around the M4, like the boss that could be noteworthy?
I didn't understand that.
Anything around the boss that could be noteworthy? Like the...
No, you asked us about a job. You didn't ask us about a personal.
Oh, okay.
So you answered the question about the job. Yeah.
Thank you.
If you want more, Maria, you're more than welcome to go to my website, and I'll be glad to do a reading for you.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful week. Okay. Area code 701. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi. My name is Laurel. How are you?
Fine. Lo or Laura?
Laurel.
Laurel, okay. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm terrific, and Brenda's fine.
I'm curious about, will my money situation get better? It seems like, you know, I'm always trying to catch up.
You got a lot on your plate, though.
Yeah.
That's part of it. You got a lot on your plate. More going out than coming in.
Yeah.
I see you're trying to clear up. You're trying to clear up your bills and your credit and stuff, but.
See, I'm seeing some kind of investment thing, but it's not. I don't. Are you thinking about investing in something here in the next? Huh?
I don't know how I could. I don't. You know. Okay. I just don't know how to go ahead.
Well, sometimes investment isn't necessarily going out and getting a stock market. Like you might, if people invest in maybe a quick little vocational career. I'm not sure what it is that you were thinking is going to be a better fix that's kind of quick. I don't know what it is, but it's not to your advantage. So
yeah, I don't know what to do. I don't know. What should I do to get... move forward. I mean, I'm at a loss. I've got three jobs and, you know, it's, I don't know.
I see you holding like a holding pattern, like an airplane.
Yeah. There's something about the three jobs that is actually... I just don't think it's investing for you. I don't know. Well, you need to rethink something. Let me just say that. Maybe that's the investment that's going on in my mind. Like this isn't working as an investment for you. There is something about you having those three jobs. One of them is actually not helping you over. It's almost like it's draining more than it's helping. And I know you know what that job is, but you're thinking in terms of, well, it's some more money coming in. It's not going to work if it's taking up more time and energy than the whatever hours you're working. You're not getting enough money back for what you're expending. I'm getting the impression that you need to take a good look at all three jobs right now and decide which two is actually the best way to go and then rethink. But I know it sounds hard, but you need to let one of them go. One of them is not a good investment in your life at this time.
Okay.
You know which one it is what I'm being told. You know which one it is, and you've often thought that probably you should let it go. You need to let it go. And I'm not kidding. It's really strong.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. While you're doing that other job, you're not even having the time to see the better opportunities for you right now. Take a leap. Even if you have to tell your people, your what do you call it, your utilities, I'm having a hardship right now. I need to pay half for the next month or two, whatever, make payments. Trust me, it is going to be to your advantage. Okay? They'll do it. I'm telling you, they'll do it. You let that job go that you know you need to let go of, and things are going to start changing for you. I mean, really start changing. Okay?
So they will.
Okay,
Laurel?
Yeah. I mean, Linus, I don't know what you see, but it's a strong, strong impression about you.
Okay.
Linus?
Okay, well, I just got she was in a holding pattern, which you gave her the change. Yeah, that she wasn't moving. She was just like an airplane, just up there in the air, but nothing going forward or backwards. But you told her right. A change has to come about for her to get out of that holding pattern and you know. And love you, Laurel. You're working hard to benefit yourself and other things, but love you too.
Okay. So you think it'll get better if I let that job go?
It's going to get better, Laurel. Trust
me.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week. Okay. You're listening to Psychic Reading Sunday on the Essence of Success Radio Network with your host, Linus. The chat room is open. Moderator is Miss Nina. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. And we have Brenda on today with us, which is always a treat. So when you're giving us a question, you got two of us for one. Ha ha! How's that? Anyway, next area code up is area code 856. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. Hi, Brenda. This is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Oh, I'm doing terrific.
So my question, I'm on a contract that should be ending soon. So I have a phone interview scheduled on Tuesday for a 6-month contract. And I wondered if you saw me getting that position.
Do you have an interview at 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
It's around 4:15 on Tuesday. It's a phone interview.
This will lead to something else, permanent. While you're working this contract, she gets it, but it's going to lead you to a permanent position with a company. And with that particular position, you're going to be traveling. So just to let you know, the contract is going to come through, and from there, part of it is networking. Part of it is they see how you work the contract. But you're going to get information that there's a company, like IBM or DuPont is huge, that you can come work for them. Well, If you apply, you will get that job, but it will entail you traveling.
Okay.
So it's like one is two. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You got to get to this contract one that's coming up, which you will, and from that you'll go to a permanent one, which is really good because I see very good benefits there. But like I say, the only downside of the job is that you'll travel a lot, so that's up to you.
Is the permanent job with the same company that I would be doing the contract for, or is it going to be one of their clients?
It's another client. That's what I'm picking up. What you getting, Brenda?
I
feel
it's
somebody outside.
I think it's the other client. That there's something, either a call at 2 o'clock or something at 2 o'clock. I don't know if you're going to get a phone call or if someone offers you something, but it does seem like it's another client. Yeah.
The phone interview is scheduled on Tuesday at 4:15. That's just the phone interview.
It is a phone interview.
Yeah. So that's the one. That's the one that's coming up that she'll get for 6 months.
Oh, okay.
That's what I picked up. She'll get that one, but from there she'll go to a permanent position.
But
can I ask you really quickly? What time is it where you are right now?
It's 6:46.
Okay. 2 hours difference.
So,
that's it.
Okay.
That's it.
So
2 o'clock
my time is closer to.
For her
that
time.
Makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good one. You know, be your ever best self then. Have all your stuff together. Have no weird noises coming through the background. Be very professional. That's the one. That's
the permanent position is with one of their clients. It's not with the company that I'll be doing the contract for.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of the clients. We both agreed on that. Yeah. It's a twofold deal.
Yeah, it is.
Will I be happy with that job? Will it be a good fit and everything for me?
I don't see any problem with it. The permanent one, well, that's what I said. The only downside is you're going to travel. You're going to travel a lot in that job. I shouldn't say it's a downside because some people love to travel and see different areas of the United States or Europe. So I shouldn't say that. But it will entail you traveling, but it's permanent and it is more money. And the benefits are excellent.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling, Laura. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Okay, area code 917. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Linus and Brenda. This is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen.
Thank you. Well, I have a question regarding a change in my career and whether you need it.
Okay. Hey. Are you a massage?
Are you working in allied
healthcare
or nursing or something like that?
No.
Are you looking to go there?
No.
Huh.
Do you do massage work or something medical?
No.
Wow, because I got a whole feeling throughout my body, but it was a good feeling. It was really a good feeling. I thought, oh, maybe she's a masseuse. Wow.
that's a good profession.
Trust me.
I see, yeah. And a change of careers. Well,
I'm seeing something with the body or holistic. Let me ask you,
work with people or you want to work more with people?
I want to change. I would like to have more interaction with people. A lot of my work is in the office, and I end up with a lot of written materials, and I don't get to meet people face-to-face as much as I'd like to.
Okay. Yeah, because you're a healer.
Got some talent.
Yes,
she
does.
She's got some talent.
She's a healer.
You're in the wrong industry.
Hello. She sure is. Man, because, I mean, the feeling I got was just so beautifully spiritual. It's like, why isn't this woman? And so now they're showing me, Brenda, they're like H-E-A-L-E-R, big, cold, bold cap letters. I'm like, well, for real?
Yeah.
She's a healer. Yeah. Have you thought about doing that on the side, maybe doing like Nina's a Reiki master? But I see you working with the body. like you're healing the body, like maybe through massage or touch or acupuncture or either, what is it, like hot rocks on the body? But you're good at it.
Well, you know, I'm not a kid anymore, and I wasn't thinking of, like, doing something that would require going back to school because, again, I don't think I have that many working years left in my life. That's interesting to know, but that was not what I was thinking about at all.
Well, it could be a cottage industry, but yeah, I totally see you and people. And people are looking to you for answers. I don't know if it's herbal. I don't know what, but you're almost in a nursing capacity in is that you're helping people, you're advising them, and they get a lot of comfort from the way you are and the way you speak with them. But I do, there's something body-wise, body work. But the first thing I came up with, nurse, and I understand if you're not wanting to go to school, but there are a lot of careers that take very little training that can, you know, do work with that. But you really are meant to work with people.
Yeah. And don't think that you're too old.
If I were you, I would do a little research.
You're never too old to do something new. That's just in our own minds and society and concept. I mean, come on, Grandma Moses was 90 years old, famous painter. Explain that one. So you're not too old.
No.
You're gifted. You are gifted, honey.
I wouldn't mind doing something new. It's just that I'm pretty well educated as it is. It would be nice for me to make a change in career with what I already have. And the idea of staying out of the market for a year or two to get some specialized training is probably not a good idea for a person at my age.
I don't think you have to do that. I don't think you need to go like me. Like I, retreated for a while, but I think that there's work you can pick. There's schooling you can pick up with what you're doing that will accentuate your skills and help you to transition to a more interactive position. And I'm not sure if it's, I don't know what it is right off the bat right now, but it's going to open up for you if you just hit on the right thing. And you know that this is who you are. Even the people around you know that you're good about this. So it could just be that something's going to open up where you're working where it's like, hey, we need somebody to do da-da-da-da, and it's like, that would be great. I don't know if it's with
Ellen,
public health. I don't know what it is, but you're...
Yeah.
Okay, Ellen, what I want to
And maybe
to
public health
you,
is the thing. It's something that, you definitely check it out, because trust me, the door will open.
Okay, I will definitely check it out, think about it, where I could fit in. Yeah.
Ellen, what I wanted to suggest to you was that just for an example for you to know who you are and what you have the capabilities of, my challenge to you is to go to a nursing home or a facility where, people are living, they maybe can be mobile in and out. Just go around in their little community room or whatever at the place and talk to people. You will see the response that they get from you. Just from listening to your voice or feeling your hand, holding their hand.
Yeah, your energy.
I just want you to get an idea of the energy and who you are and what you're here. You're here as a healer, and you're not using your gift. But I want you to see this for yourself, because you'll come away and like, wow, you really enjoyed that. If this is what I'm meant to do, then maybe I should, check into a little bit further. Brenda and I are not telling you to go away from your job, no. You have a foundation there. This is something extra that's a part of you on the side that would benefit not only, other people, but you would benefit as well. So
I like this. When you started talking about that, I started, formulating ideas in my head. I could do that very easily.
Yeah.
Well, just something on the side, just do it maybe on the weekends. That's something you do that, you know, maybe you work with the children or you work with the elderly or something, and maybe as a volunteer, and you decide that you might go into it as a little side business and help somebody else out. But you are a healer. That
you'll be so fulfilled, it's going to drive your actions. You'll watch, and then the door is just going to open.
Yep.
It's in the stars.
Thank you. You have put ideas in my head, and my little brain is churning away trying to think about how to implement this. Now, this is wonderful. Thank you.
I hope
you're
you call back
welcome.
And let us know.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
Ellen. Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful week. Okay, area code 402, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sharon. Thanks
Hi,
for taking
Sharon.
My call.
Hi, Sharon, how are you? Oh, you're more than welcome.
Good. I was really having some wondering what you could see regarding my family. There's so many changes going on, and we've had health issues.
Okay, we being specific about what, a husband, a child?
Brother.
Both.
Brother, sister, yeah.
No brother and sister, but all the above, and a mother.
Okay, that's pretty generic. I got to be more specific when I ask
questions.
Yeah, because you like got five people
honey.
In front of me, and they're like, what?
Yeah.
Okay, so who specifically do you want to?
With my daughter and grandson.
Your daughter, okay. How old is your daughter, Sharon? I don't want to.
35.
And her name?
Dana.
Just her first name. Dana? Okay, good enough. Stop right there. All right. Dana's going through some changes in her life right now.
Yeah,
subjugated
I was
going to
say,
you know, being there.
This isn't yours. But your mama trying to protect everyone.
Yeah. My mom's real sick.
I just see that your daughter's going through some changes and she's got her son with her. Part of it could be mental. Part of it I see that she was hurt really bad by something, but part of it is mental. I see medication. Sometime her son is confused by her actions, how she reacts to things. I see Dana as being a troubled individual. Counseling, she needs counseling, medication. And I see you as raising this grandson. Does he spend a lot of time with you?
No, God, no. No. I can't have that. I mean, I love him. We have a very special bond, but he is very sick. He's going through chemo. And they live pretty far away from me, so that's part of that's her stress.
I see the medication and the changes. Okay, that explains a lot.
And then your mom's sick. See, I'm getting off you, Sharon, is none of these things that are you. Everything is what's going on outside of you that you feel helpless about.
Right.
That's the first impression I got about you. None of this has to do with you, but I'm not saying that your family doesn't have to do with you. It's just, it's going to work out how it's going to work out, because really it's not stuff you can control, because it's not your, life. It's the lives of the ones you love. And it's hard, really hard to watch. So
yeah, I just didn't know if there's anything I could do to help. See, my daughter just had a new baby, too. I mean,
A little
new
boy?
Baby, and then the little boy is the one who's sick, but she just had a little girl.
Okay, that's why I came up with brother, because that was the first thing I thought of with you was brother. Linus was asking brother, and I'm thinking, what is it about the brother? I thought it was
brother,
your brother, but
son.
She, you're talking, it's the granddaughter, it's the grandson. So that, okay, now that makes
wait
sense.
Wait a minute, wait. It might be her brother. My son was killed, and that is a horrific stress on all of us.
Recently.
So, well, you know, that's kind of relevant. It's coming up on 10 years, but us, it's...
No.
It's every day.
Confusing.
Because it was never, you know, solved or anything. So,
oh, God, no.
Sharon, can
okay.
I ask you something? Why do you take all this negative energy in? You know what?
Because
I see
it's all around.
I see a black hole, and you're being sucked into this black hole because you're allowing yourself to be sucked in.
She's a mom.
I know
she's
a mom. But she's trying to balance with everything,
right.
And there's no balance there. There's
right.
just no balance there, yeah. I understand what she's
I
saying.
Have
like, she wants a relief. She wants something, some good news or something to that she can look up. I understand where she's at, yeah. You're not being negative. It's just
well,
so much around you. You're overwhelmed.
I fight it. Yeah, I fight it all the time.
You're
I
overwhelmed.
Have neighbors breaking into my home all the time. And... somebody breaking in and trying to hurt me and my property, you know.
Okay,
on a daily
Sharon,
basis.
This is what I'm going to ask you to do. On my website, The Essence of Success, you need to do this soon as you hang up with me and Brenda. I want you to pull this prayer up. On theessenceofsuccess.com, at the
All
bottom
right.
of the prayers, pull up prayers. There's one that's specifically just for to get rid of negativity. That's around you. It's a cleansing prayer. I want you to listen to me now. It's a cleansing prayer, and it's very powerful. I want you to say the prayer 7 times in a row. And if you can, say it every day, at least once a day for 7 days in a row. But for right now, when you get off with us, go to the website, pull up prayers, go to that cleansing prayer, and say that 7 times.
Okay.
And then I'd like for you to do it once a day. I'm telling you like a doctor, once a day for 7 days. And that you need to get some clearing in your life. Okay?
Yeah.
This is going to help you. And if you have a white candle, burn it where you're not going to worry about your place burning down or anything, but burn a white candle for at least 1 hour every night.
Yeah.
Okay? At least for 1 hour. Okay.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. It's going to help. The white candle brings
anything for my daughter?
Candle.
I mean, she
no,
can't
I
take
just picked
medication
up that she...
because of the nursing. You know, she's nursing. So I just don't know how to help her. She's so angry at me all the time.
Sharon, is it possible for you to go see a counselor? Like a psychologist or a counselor?
No. I
because
can't even
you don't
get to a medical
to,
doctor.
You just...
No, honey, I don't have any insurance. I don't have any money. I can't even get to a regular MD.
Okay. And they don't have a community mental health in your off area?
No. I don't need that. I do take medication that I've taken for PTSD, but my daughter is not taking it.
No, Sharon, and I'm gonna just give you from my training as a psychologist. I'm just talking to you about. I'm trying to get you to hear what I'm trying to say from you in the beginning of the call.
You know what I do, except the problem is. That what I'm telling you is factual, and if you
I know
hear,
that I'm not
you see
I'm
it.
Not talking about I'm not saying you're crazy or you need it. I'm saying what here's what I hear is that you really need a release, and I think you've taken on so much of everyone else's stuff. it's really hard for you. You're still worried about everyone else, but what's happening
is
you're...
Well, of course I am. I mean, my son was murdered, and my daughter and my six-year-old grandson is going through chemo, and my mother is on a ventilator and dialysis. So, yeah, you know, that's my life. That's my family.
Yeah, I understand. I'm telling you what I understand. Oh. That is what's going on, and it is overwhelming. And then I'm just looking for a way to support you. If I could do it for you, I would do it.
I know.
I would.
I know.
But
I'm
just trying to get you support because, listen, when you take care of you, it's so much easier to take care of others. But if you let yourself falter, then everything else is going to fall down around you because they need your strength that you really don't have because you're drained. You're almost dry.
Right.
Yeah, so that's the only reason I'm suggesting
it's
not because I think
you
need...
It's so hard because I don't even have a fair chance because of not being able to get any help, you know?
Right,
I can't even get it from the police because they're involved in it. So...
Do you have a job?
I need to
quickly.
Move on.
Do you have a job?
I don't mean to cut you guys short, but I need to move on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you do have a job, try to get the Making Life Easier Counselor.
No, I do not.
Then try a church. Try a church. Any church.
Thank you.
Even if you don't really believe in them.
For calling.
Okay. Well, take care, Sharon. I know. Keep looking for help. Oh, she's gone. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Area code 302, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Karen, and thanks
Hi,
for
Karen.
Taking my call.
How are you? Oh, you're
Hi,
most
Karen.
I'm doing good, thank you. I'm calling. I was wondering what you see coming up for me regarding getting a new job.
Oh, okay. I'm getting entertainment business, dancing, almost like Dancing with the Stars. Woohoo! I'm seeing entertainment, production, producing. There's knowledge there. Are you in the entertainment business right now, Sharon? I mean, Karen?
No. Well, maybe you could call it that a little bit. Politics.
I was going to say, she seems more conservative
to me.
Stop it.
I'm
like
political consultant, but I'm looking for it.
Thank you. But anyway, okay, let's get back to being serious. But that was a good one. I got mark that on the
wall.
But
the election season's ending on Tuesday, so I'm looking for a new job for, you know, till the next election cycle.
Ah.
Maybe that's why. Well, I saw you going in there. Well, geez, have you ever thought about entertainment? Because that is so
strong. It definitely wouldn't be that.
Oh, okay. Well, it doesn't have to be like
Lennis says entertainment. It could be some faction involved with entertainment. I mean, you could be working in the corporate offices of some place that, you know, sends out some form of entertainment or deals with some kind of celebrity entertainment or something like that. I mean, my mom used to work in ABC, and it was a warehouse in Seattle, Washington, and so there were still things coming from celebrities that came through there, but it was not necessarily in the entertainment that she was doing.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, because
it probably wouldn't be that. It would probably be in somewhere in government.
Yeah, I see a municipality for you. I do see a municipality for you. Have you applied at the city where you live? Their jobs, municipal jobs, I would start looking there. Because they have wonderful temp, either federal or municipal. They have wonderful jobs that you don't have to, they could be temporary for like a year or whatever, because I still get this sensation that you're still wanting to be a little bit transitory. I don't get the impression that you want to be permanent. I mean, maybe you think you do, but there's something about you that is still transitory.
Well, I did. Actually, I'm applying with one of the elected officials for a job with the county. Do you see me getting that job?
Now that works.
There you go. Because I see something in social networking in the municipality or even human resources.
Okay.
The county's good. It's good. I'm getting good bongs for county. I'm getting good bongs for county. I mean, apply for more than one. I'll just say that.
Yeah,
that's a great option for you.
Three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three positions you're going to apply for, and one of them you will definitely get. Brenda's right. It is county. You will get hired. It could be human resources, marketing, social marketing, or responsibility. What is that? They have something now, these government company, a social responsibility or something. So I was saying entertainment, but, you know, it is kind of a little bit.
Oh, no, but I got to tell you made me laugh because I'm helping a couple candidates get elected right now. And
yeah.
It looks like they're all going to win, but on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
But it is like...
Yeah.
It is.
Well, that's why you made me laugh.
And it's entertainment.
Yep.
It is basically like some kind of crazy soap opera when you're working with municipalities, a lot more than people realize, because I've worked with them, the county, federal. So, yeah. But the thing is, county is so much like city without getting as bogged down in federal government, like proper federal. That's a great place for you, county. It's so much more relaxed than deep federal and probably a little bit safer than municipalities, which can be really dry. You're going to fit in great, county.
Okay,
yeah.
Excellent. So do you see me getting it soon, like in the next month?
I think
getting
you're going to get something, in the next two months, but... Lennis is better on time frames than I am. I normally just get...
Oh, I'd say by January. By January. Enjoy your holidays. You'll know you have a job before the end of December that you'll be starting over there in January. So, yeah, enjoy your holidays. But it's three applications you need to put in over there at county. So,
she'll find
like Brenda
plenty.
Said.
Well,
she'll
be fine.
One of them, and then one she will definitely get hired on. But, enjoy the holidays because you'll start in January. Yep.
Okay, well, thank
new
you
year,
both
new
so
beginning.
Much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And thank you for, thank you
thank
for
you
the giggle,
for the laugh
too.
Today, Karen. Yes, thank you, too.
Thank
Have
you.
A wonderful week. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, you're listening to Psychic Reading Sundays with Lennis, and our guest psychic on with me today is Brenda. The phone number is 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Miss Nina is in there, the moderator. I hope everybody's having a good time today. Okay, area code 212. You're going to be our last one for today. So who's this? 212. Area code 212. You're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Hello, hello, hello. Okay.
Looks like we're going home early.
Listen. Hey, I mean to tell you, and I'm hungry as hell.
I ate before I came on.
Eat all
me
day.
And the dog.
I'm hungry. I am hungry. Well, we are done. I'm going to close it out, go fix me some dinner. And again, don't forget, folks, the full moon is on the 6th, next Thursday, and the new moon is the 22nd, which will be the fourth Saturday in November. I know everyone is starting to prepare to get ready for the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's coming up. I hope that you had a safe Halloween, and the children, the grandchildren, and probably some adults, that everybody enjoyed and had a good time. It really has been lucky from in October, so I'm glad November is here. I thank Brenda for joining me today on Psychic Reading Sunday. It's always a pleasure, and I thank you, Miss Nina, and the chat room for keeping that going and keeping them people in place. Brenda,
all right.
You want
to
say
anything?
I'll
talk to you later.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, did you want to say anything on the way out?
I got a jam.
Oh,
I'll talk
okay.
Later.
Okay, thank you, Brenda, for joining us today. Miss
okay.
Nina.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Miss Nina, thank you, too, for, as always, working the chat room. Always a dear. So with that, we Wednesday in the studio with Linus at 5 p.m. Don't forget to tune in for that. We do entertainment news, news of the weird, and, of course, sports. We're in NFL, and NBA has just started. And then whatever the hot topic of the week, what's everybody talking about around the wine cooler? Let me back up. I forgot one other show, Blues Mission, Monday night at 6 p.m. with Mr. Walter Dubai. I'm out of Canada, and it's blues and jazz and old school. And this week, I believe he's featuring some gospel tunes. But, you know, it's got the jazz and the blues to it. So you might want to check that out tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Also tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, no, at 8 o'clock, I believe, is Mindsets at 9 o'clock. Is that right, Nina? For you guys, L&B Empowerment, I believe that's at 9. And what else? Or 8, 8 o'clock, I'm sorry. Something else. Oh, Wednesday. Thursday is interview with Reverend Harriet G. Walden. We're always interviewing her every week. She's a scholar, retired obstetrician, community activist greatly. And Miss Harriet always is empowering us with new knowledge and experience and history, of course. And then Friday is in Friday Traffic Jams with me. Music for 1 hour to get you ready for the weekend. Try to get you out of there with a smile by the time you leave work. And Saturday is Maxwell, who is, his show is Proud to be Different. And I believe it's back at 6 o'clock. It was at 9. I think he might have backed it up to 6 o'clock. I'm not for sure. So you'll need to check on the Essence of Success Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio to be sure. But you can also check on my webpage, Gail Bocelli, on Facebook, or also our website, theessenceofsuccess.com, or on Facebook, the Essence of Success Network. So either way, you can check on that as well to be sure on Maxwell's show, Proud to be Different. He just did a really good, I missed it, but I understand it was a fantastic Halloween show. So with that, I'm going to close out the show, and I thank you, everybody, for being with us today in the chat room with Miss Dina, or calling in on the line, or just listening to the show. We're always glad to see you and hear from you. So thank you, and I'll see you next Sunday at 3 o'clock for Psychic Reading with Linus.